Welcome, everybody. Mordechai Palotzker here. Thanks for joining us, Nightly Shir. So let's get started. Tonight's Shir is the Berditcher versus Kol Nidre. So I'd like to try to share a story with you and relate it back into the Parsha. So the story is that the Berditcher, the Rebbe Yitzchak from Berditcher, was about to start Kol Nidre, and everyone is anxiously awaiting for the Rebbe to begin, and it just seems to be taking forever. And so they wait patiently, and finally, one of the congregants comes up, and he says to the Rebbe, when are we going to start? And the Berditcher says, I'm waiting for a certain member of this kehillah for his tefillos to be miskabel on high. You see, there's a gentleman in the back of the shul. He's a Russian soldier. And, well, back then everything was Russian, Ukrainian, it's all the same. So I'm not picking sides. But he said that at the age of 6, you know, he was taken away by the Russian army. And between the age of 5 and 6, he learned the alephes. And now he's sitting in the back of the shul, and he's trying to coalesce the letters into words so he can properly express his akaras latov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to prepare for this auspicious moment, because he frankly does not have the words. He doesn't know how to read Hebrew, and he can't write Hebrew. So all he can do is look at the alephes on the first page of the Siddur and pray to Hashem that the letters form the right level of words by which he can convey his sincerity, his devotion, and of course, his relationship with the Creator, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so everyone understood what the Berditcher was talking about, and very shortly thereafter, he began Kol Nidre. So you may be wondering, how does this relate back to the Parsha? There's a pasuk in the Parsha that says, Yisivna bayis chadash, dosisa makel legagecha. If a person has the opportunity to buy a new home, and so the Torah tells you that the first thing you have to do is to build a fence around it. And similarly, if a person has a parcel of land, then he buys himself a cow and a donkey, he has to be mindful that he cannot have the two of them grazing together, because the cow chews his cud and the donkey becomes jealous. Why is the cow eating all of his food, not realizing that the cow is chewing his cud? And then, of course, if you have additional wealth, you have sheep, well, not to forget, says the Torah, that you have to also be mindful not to wear shatnas, not to wear linen and wool together. So with every accomplishment, with every level, there's always a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And so when a person has a unique relationship, a unique opportunity, a unique event, a life-changing event, so such as a person gets married, that person who's getting married, the simcha of getting married, he's trying to describe it to somebody else. He can't do it. It's like, or a person has a baby and the other person doesn't. His friend doesn't have a baby, Mashem, he will. But the simchas achayim of having that child, it's not comparable. You can't convey the simcha that you're enjoying to your friend. It's like trying to describe the color yellow to a person who never cannot see. And similarly, if a person, in this instance, buys a new home, and the first thing he does is he builds himself a fence around it in order that someone should not go on top of the roof and then catastrophically fall off that roof and harm himself. So he builds a fence around his property. But like every major event, every life-changing event in this person's life, there is a level of appreciation that a person cannot simply convey. And it's not because a person is unable to. It's just because they're so overwhelmed by the joy. It's akin to the tefillah that we say before Musaf during the Yamin Arayim, tefillah la'ani ki atov, right? That's a poor man's plea. We wrap ourselves in a talis. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we are not worthy of singing the shiros, the tishbachos, to you, the Rabban Shalom, especially now that we're entering into the upcoming days of Yom Narayim. We're not worthy, says the Baal Tefillah. I am not worthy, says the Baal Tefillah, of rendering us supplications and all the pleas on behalf of not just myself and my immediate family, but of all of the people that I'm representing in this Kahal HaKadosh Hazeh, in this holy and sanctified congregation. I'm not fit for this role. I'm not able to convey. And yet, the person continues and does their very best to bring out internal emotion so that others that are listening feel the same level, and they too are swept away by the beauty and the majesty of the moment, especially the tefillos that render on high. And they change the world, they change the people around us, and they make our tefillos so much more meaningful. And so when a person has that level of experience, or he experiences something so powerful, and he's not able to convey the simcha. It could be getting a new job too. Person's so happy, they're moving on and they're going to start something new, and they're going to be in a better position. Maybe the job is closer to home, maybe the job is paying more money, etc. So they're not able to convey the level of simcha. So they say, look, I'll make a kiddush, everyone makes l'chaim, and that's enough. And maybe the person's not a public speaker, and he's just not able to convey. Even if the person is a public speaker, that too is also equally challenging. So here, the Torah tells us, the word legagecha says that the Kedushas Levi, the Bedichavar, says that when we look at these events and we try to put them into context, yes, we are unable to do so. And so what do? Legagecha, tu gagecha, gimel gimelcha, 3 + 3 + 20 = 26. And that's Shem Avaya. So what a person does, I'm giving it all back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving everything back to you. I don't understand, or I can't. I just spoke to somebody on Shabbos. He, Baruch Hashem, had 3 grandchildren in a period of 6 months, and he's overwhelmed. And I said, so can you describe to me how amazing, like, you're feeling? Because you're a Zaidi now, and, you know, you're experiencing such amazing simchas and nachas. And he was very frank, and he said, I can't. I just don't know how to thank Hashem. All of these chassadim. And we have to find ways to feel that way and to thank Hashem. Yes, everyone has challenges, and yes, things are not always so rosy-peachy, but at this time of year, we're makar tov for all the wonderful things Hashem has given us. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our families, for ourselves, for others that we care about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be good to them and carry them forward so that we can enjoy another year. Bali Simcha, Hashem Atova Matuka, a happy and a sweet, healthy year. And that's what it means. So just to recap, Kisiv Nevayas Chadash, when you build yourself a new home, and actually if you look at the prior parsha, the people who were in charge of the army would say, has anyone here recently built a new home and not settled in it? Has anyone recently planted a vineyard and not planted it? Has anyone recently become engaged? Right? So all of these are life-changing experiences, and it all begins with, you know, starting out on your own and becoming independent, and that in itself is a tremendous accomplishment. Because it means, as we all want, there's a Sereza de la Tata, there's a Sereza de la Ela, there's a stirring from below, there's a stirring from above. And if we have the opportunity, we want to be in control. And so the Sereza de la Tata is to be Makar Tov and to thank Hashem and to drive the success forward. So when we have those experiences, we give it all back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're Mana Lashon, you're the one who allows people to articulate speech. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu saying to Hashem, I'm not able to speak in front of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who gave you a mouth and a lips and an ability to communicate? So what if you stutter? So what if you have a handicap? Do you think that means that you're not able to lead the Jewish people? A person with a handicap that was unable to speak, why? Because as a young child, he was presented with a pot of gold and a pot of boiling hot water, and he moved toward the gold, and the malach pushed him aside, Gabriel, and he touched the scalding water, and then to soothe his fingers, he singed his tongue to comfort his fingers, and that's the reason why he stuttered as a young kid, and then he grew up like this. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, could have easily said, I can't do it. I have a disability. Well, frankly speaking, every one of us has some form. We're not able to convey in the most meaningful way all of the ways that we want to express our karsa tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we learn from this week's parsha, ligagecha, give it all back to Hashem. Allow Hashem to create the letters and by which the words will be formed from those letters. We should be benched with a Shana Tov Matuka, a year filled with a shnas of Berachas HaGefen, which is Hatzlacha, Gezel, Parnasa, and Nachas. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you all the best from Elizabeth, New Jersey, as we have the countdown toward the Yom HaNorayim. And this, my friends, is the Berditchever's Kol Nidre. Have a great night.